Josh Allen isn't even the top five in passing. But he didn't need to be. They just dominated. Okay.
You're the one I have been searching for. Now we're done. I don't see no one else but myself.
Welcome, everyone, to the Jason and OC podcast. You hear that uprise.
Mm.
You hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are uprisen.
Yes, we are. Why? Tell us why. Is it because of these? What is this, Jason? What
you
is this?
You know where I was going.
Look how it feels, Jason.
You knew.
It feels expensive.
Where I was going, this is exactly what it is. It
feels nice.
It's luxurious.
You know who you look like in that chair with your glasses?
Who's that?
You look like a more enlightened Kevin Samuels. You know Kevin Samuels? I just thought about
Kevin
that.
Samuels.
You wore the glasses in the nice chair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always trying to break down relationship
things.
I'm not the guy for that, but I appreciate that.
You kind of look. Speaking of Kevin Samuels, now that I think about it, there were a lot of people who were applauding his death, which I found pretty distasteful.
Yeah, for people that don't know, let's break it down. Kevin Samuels, relationship kind of advice kind of guy. I don't know if he had the qualifications, but he did online.
He did. And he would say things that, in particular, women found, I would say, offensive.
But that was his audience.
That was his audience, right? And he was discussing, and he would tell things about women. He'd be like, oh, you have 5 kids, but you're looking for a man with $3 million. Like, that's not gonna work. It's not gonna work out well for you.
Let's put the equation together and figure this out.
And you know they didn't like that, so they'll get upset. Mm-hmm. And so after this man passed away tragically, we saw a lot of them, applauding and things of that nature, which I just thought was ridiculous because he was a strong black man, and some of the things he said really, really were very impactful.
Yeah, it's always offensive when you see that happen. Somebody passes away and people attack them like that. That's for another day.
Yep.
That's for another day.
Yep.
Thank you for that. But we are in this luxurious Lazy Boy.
Yeah, you like that?
It's here.
It's so impressive, Jason.
It is here.
And it's in giant blue. Is this giant blue?
This is giant blue.
Is this giant blue?
This is giant blue.
Looks a little off.
This is giant blue.
Yeah, it looks a little off.
It's definitely. Well, you know.
Because it's a giant jersey right behind you.
But that's the old school giant blue.
But the helmet, it looks
right.
A little.
But the things, you know, you can wear it however you want, bro.
Yeah.
I've seen jerseys all kind of colors.
What's your favorite color?
This is. You know how
I like
wrong.
This color.
Oh, blue. You know what's saying. Bang, bang. But we're not going to get into that.
A lot of things we're not getting into.
Yeah, buddy. I like this, man. Nice. How does this feel sitting in this luxurious Lazy Boy chair? Like, how do you feel talking? How's your conversation?
I feel great. But this isn't the one that I would have had in my house. You know,
that's still coming.
This is more of one for, you know.
This is for here.
Yeah, for the office. Yeah. And I feel like a boss. Jay.
Yeah, this.
I'm a boss.
You know what? That's exactly what I feel like.
A boss.
I feel like you. If I'm having a meeting and you come in my office and I can just swivel the chair around, you know it's about that time.
Yeah.
You like know what's happening. Decisions are being made.
But here's the thing, though. As usual, when I look here, I see mine. It has this little thing on it. You see this right here?
Yep.
It can't even pull up, but yours doesn't.
Yeah.
Because they always give you the good stuff. They always give me like the broke down. Like, remember the popcorn? Remember the microphone? It was upside down. They give you the top-notch stuff, and then they give me the stuff that has, like, little defects here and there. Maybe he won't notice. We'll give him this.
Oh, see, all you got to, that's the tag.
You can't pull, I've been trying to pull it off. You can't pull
to
it off,
cut
Jason.
It off.
Why? Why didn't you have to cut yours off?
Somebody did it for
that's
me.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, J-Bell. That's what I thought.
Somebody cut, but that means they're showing you.
They want me to work.
You're the first dude that sat in here. I might not have been. Uh-huh. Somebody might have tried this out, tried to figure it out.
And saw.
And
this
was like,
cut it.
But with yours, they were like, no. King OC.
Jason.
He sits in there first.
Let me tell you something, Jason. Yeah. That was impressive what you just did.
Did you like that?
That was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really good.
A friend of mine, War Number 72, has always taught me how to think on my feet.
Oh, that
he kind of trained me.
That was so good,
how
Jason.
To think on my feet.
Oh, impressive.
It just came out of nowhere.
Bravo. Bravo. I appreciate that kind of stuff.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to steal something you said last year at the beginning of the year, or you can say it if you like.
Mm.
But last year, first week, the one thing you said, which was funny, you looked me dead in the eye on the podcast and you said, one thing about the NFL we know is we know nothing. We know nothing. Because week one, all kind of things happened where we just couldn't predict.
Chaos.
Some things you did predict on our show. You talked about.
Talking about the show we have on ITV?
Yeah, yeah.
Show we got a show on ITV.
Show on ITV. Shout out to Laura Woods. Balling.
Oh, they came for Laura Woods.
Oh, they came. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is this, I would say, mischaracterization.
Yeah.
About what happened.
Yep.
With the show, or what happened with the presenter of the show.
Yep.
People don't seem to truly understand what's really going on, right? And so for them, they see a woman on a show.
Yep.
They automatically assume it's because of the new woke mob or the new quota system that they're trying to put in place.
Man, these people.
So this is what they automatically assume. But then when you think about it, right, there's, you know, been a push for more diversity, right? There's been a push for more black people, more people of color on TV, right? Why would you not say that we're on TV because we're black?
Oh, they because they're scared to say that.
Okay. Now, here's the thing, right? I think maybe initially they might have even thought that.
Yeah, oh, they definitely said it.
Right?
There's people that probably.
But then when you sat down and you watched, I can guarantee you don't think that anymore.
Exactly.
Because I hate to, you know, pump us up or say anything. We are the best pundits on television. Period.
Jason, I love this guy.
No, it's just the truth.
I love this
We're the
guy.
Best.
I love this
the
guy.
The best pundits on television, right? So now you see two black guys on TV talking about football. Who else would do it? Who else would do that?
So you'll accept that.
You'll accept that.
Yeah.
Why would you not accept that Laura Woods, who's won I don't even know how many awards.
Man, presenter of the year.
Of the year. Literally one of the best presenters, not male, female, one of the best presenters in the world. Why would you not accept that she's on the show because she's just good?
It's sickening. When you see her operate in all of these diverse sports, you see her host events, the calm, cool, collective nature. Things are happening. Chaos, chill. Got it. Engaged. The way she asks us questions, right? But these people go on Twitter hiding behind these names. Their real picture ain't out there. You know why, OC?
Because
these people have families. These people have women in their life that are significant. If they heard them say the things they said, how do you think those people would feel? They gotta hide, bro.
Yeah.
They gotta hide. And it's disgusting. It makes me so mad. Because you know one thing I love about our sport? People talk crazy. You go out on the field and you let it happen.
Yeah, you gotta back that up, man.
You better show up.
You gotta back that up.
You better back it up. All that talk, right? You come at us, we got something for you game day. Then you go on your business.
Yeah.
But in this Twitter sphere, people say things and they have these false problems. You know why? OC, you can't be happy about your life and talk about other people like these people talk about on Twitter.
That is a fact.
Because if you're happy, if everything is good, if everything is chill, you're accepting. You're just like, you know, and I mean, people got problems.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about different stuff. Like, when you start attacking people, you need to look inside yourself and figure out and fix what you're not happy about.
Yeah.
Focus on you. Because you need that attention. It'll be better.
You just said something that kind of, is a word that you said that trigger. I promise you, Jason, we're going to get to football at some point.
People were coming at our girl, Laura Woods, on Twitter. That's not going to happen.
Can't do it.
They used to come at Dan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Can't do it. Can't do it.
You're not coming at.
Yeah, not gonna happen. But okay, so because we got her back.
Yeah, no, it ain't happening.
Yeah. So you said something about happiness, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said something about happiness, and it triggered a thought that I had in my head maybe a couple of days ago. I'll say maybe like a week ago. And I wanted to discuss it with you, right? Mm-hmm. About happiness.
Yes.
And because I just, sometimes I wake up super early and because my son comes and he just, you know, and I can't go back to sleep. So I just sit there and I just, thoughts. I just think. So I was thinking about happiness, right? And there's this saying that goes, money can't buy happiness.
Yep.
Right?
Okay.
Money can't buy happiness. And I realized that that is a lie.
Okay. Tell me.
It's a lie.
Okay. I'm hearing you.
Money does buy happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what doesn't buy happiness?
What's that?
Excessive money.
There is a threshold. You talked about this. I forget the exact number, what it was, but yes, there is a threshold. I agree with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, so when you ask the question, okay, what is excessive money, mm-hmm. right? I think you could say that excessive money is money that is used to buy things that you want as opposed to things that you need.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, for instance, you have a nice house. Okay, you could say that's a need. Mm-hmm. You have a car. You mm-hmm. can say that's a need. Mm-hmm. You got food in your stomach. Mm-hmm. You say that's a need.
Needs.
If you have five houses, that's not a need. That's a want.
That is.
You have four cars, that is not a, you know, that's a want.
Yeah.
If you have excess, you know, amount of food, those are just
it's
wants.
It's one I can afford.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, it's usually the rich people who are saying money can't buy happiness, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's usually them who have
an exorbitant amount
of money. And they've realized that with all that money they have, it's not, but they're not happy because they're spending it on stuff that they don't need. They're spending it on stuff that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so money does buy happiness. Excess money doesn't buy happiness. I think that's what they need to change that saying to.
I agree and that's why even when I was talking earlier, when we were talking about these Twitter haters coming at our girl, it's you don't know what's happening in someone's life. So I had to kind of really make sure I said that the right way, because if I can't feed my daughter, man, $50 it changed my $10 might change my life for the day. $5. You know, I wake up in the morning and I always say what I'm grateful for. And I go, my health and my ability to provide doing something I enjoy.
Mm.
I mean,
it's incredible, right?
It's I'm healthy, and I can do something that I like to cover my basic needs.
It's great. That's why
everything
you're so happy.
On top of that is, you know.
Yeah, that won't make you happy. Anything that you add onto that, won't make you happy. But the stuff that you've talked about right there, as long as you have that, you'll be okay. You know.
It's funny. You look at the locker room dynamics, and I'll bring everybody into our friendship a little bit. And it's funny. Most of the guys I'm really friends with were the best players on the team that had the big contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember our brother asking me, and we talking about this and kind of the why about that. And I don't know if it hurt me as a player, and it helped me as a person in my relationships. I never wanted what y'all had. I never competed with y'all.
Yep.
I never looked up and said, I wish I could get that, or I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that kept me from just being pushing myself on the field a little more.
Yeah.
But I never, I was like, I was cool.
Yeah.
And I knew, like, okay, I might jump in OC's Bentley, but I'm not, when I get out, that was my ride in the Bentley.
Good to go. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I look at all of my friends, and they were all the best players, and it was because maybe they felt like, you know, Jay Bell here, if we doing this, are we doing that? Whatever.
There wasn't a feeling of envy.
No. I was never envy.
Like I'm saying, like even as a player, as a friend,
there's
never really been a feeling of this guy is envious.
Right.
You know, you can feel that
you
from
can,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There was never really that feeling. You were always so secure and confident in yourself, right? And everything that you had and brought to the table that it was never really a feeling of. I remember William Joseph, my boy,
Willie Joe
told me, hey, OC, I can't go to the club with you because all the girls come to you. And I was like,
so you
was
can't
like,
come.
You can't. You understand what I mean?
Wow.
It was.
Yeah. A lot of that happened too. A lot of people thought like that.
It does happen.
Yep.
It does. And then, like, another thing, and when you were talking, it took me somewhere else, because you know how my mind
yeah,
works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so my wife asked me not too long ago. Mm-hmm. She asked me something, Jason, right?
Layla come with the good yeah. stuff.
She asked me something, and this was when I fully understood where I am in life.
Ah.
She said, because she had watched the show, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, and she knew what had happened a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. right? In mm-hmm. terms of like a network had offered me something through my agent,
yep,
right?
Right, yep, yep, yep.
That I turned down, right? Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, see, if a network comes to you now and offers you $8 million mm-hmm. per year, would you leave, right? Mm-hmm. This is what she asked me. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a tremendous amount of money.
Man.
Jason.
That changes a lot.
Like, a tremendous amount of money, yes. right? And I'm okay, but I'm not, like, rich enough to turn down
$8 million, yeah.
No. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, not even close, yep. right? It is so far away from what we're making here,
yeah.
right? Yeah. I mean, so far away that a regular person would be like, oh, I'm gone.
Yeah.
But here's what tripped me out, Jason. Here's what tripped me out is that she asked me that, and I sat there for like 15 minutes and had to think. I had to think.
Ooh, yeah.
About if I would leave my situation here.
Mm-hmm. If you went to the States, that could happen.
Right?
Mm-hmm. With your show reel?
But I had to think about it, Jason. I was like, And she was looking at me like.
she was on you. She didn't get you.
She was like, you know.
She gave you no space?
I would pack. She was like, I would be packed. And I was sitting there thinking. I was like, you know. And I was thinking, and it was, I'm not going to tell you what my answer was,
okay,
right? I'm not going to tell you what my answer was.
Okay.
But for me, the fact that I had to think for that long.
Yeah, yeah. Because usually you're very precise. Boom. Yep, up, out.
About a decision like that.
Yep.
Lets me know that I have finally come to the true realization that being comfortable
mm-hmm.
and being happy
mm-hmm.
is a lot more important than just making a bunch of money.
Okay, I promise we're gonna get to football.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get to football. Yeah.
As you were talking,
yeah,
same thing started happening to me. Bing, bing, bing. And you've talked about this before. And going through these thoughts, right, mm-hmm. and going through these mental gymnastics is what makes us all human.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding how our brain thinks as individuals actually gives us control.
Yep.
Because you're able to look at yourself and say, this is who I am, this is how I think. Okay, cool. I'm going to tie this back in, and it is on my mind, and we do protect our girl. And I thought about this because you said something earlier. People have problems with things because, and you were talking about, I was really being selfish, thinking about me not being jealous because they're jealous.
Mm.
So when you're online attacking someone, let's just throw out the obvious. If that person looks like you, you can say, all right, I understand that, and they're better than me. They deserve that.
Yep.
But when they're different, some people can't accept it.
Can't take it.
Some people are probably so sick because think about it. Everybody loves sports.
Mm.
And now talking sports is about your opinion. The sports exist, OC, so people throughout the week can talk about what they think yep. is important. Because mm-hmm. we've been in the locker room. None of that means anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're lining up, doing our job, going out there. But yet around it, how everybody associates with it and all that, it makes it fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a dream job. People are watching this lady up there balling, holding court, doing their dream job, and they just the jealousy.
Great.
And instead of turning it on themselves and trying to say, hey, why do I have a problem with this? They lash out because they don't even know themselves.
Mm.
They don't have what you have, what you talked about, where you sat there and you thought, you contemplated. They don't do that. Yeah. They just attack because they want it. What I'm trying to say is when they attacking, you're winning.
Yeah, 100%. I like that, J-Bo.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what else I got for you?
What's that?
Bravo.
Woo!
That was good.
It was good?
That was really
good. That was good?
That was really, really good.
I felt, because it's like, you always taught me about not giving people power.
Mm.
And I never really respond to stuff on Twitter. Truth be told, OC, man, our people's got so much love for us on Twitter.
They do.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Man, I love y'all, man.
They don't play.
We love y'all for real. But that outlier might pop up here and there.
Yeah. You know what they say? They say we got a cult following.
We do. We got some people.
But you know what that usually means? That usually means when you don't have a lot of fans.
Yeah. When you got a cult, that you means you don't have enough to have haters.
But no, that's not for us.
Yeah, that's not us.
We got a real follower.
It is, man, and it's anyways. It's we're protective of our people, so
yeah.
I like all that. Week one, man.
Yeah. Crazy.
Week one in the NFL was crazy. And I'm going to say this. Let's not push the panic button.
Okay.
Okay? Let's not push the
panic button. After 1 week, right?
After 1 week. Let's not go to Twitter.
Probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and push the panic button.
Yeah.
Because this is my thought. Throw it out there. We can discuss specifics, teams, whatever. I feel like you go into the preseason. Mm-hmm. You go into camp. You say, this is who we are, right? You do all this stuff in offseason. You pick all these players. Then you go out there in a fight, and you go, No, we're not this. We might be this.
Yeah.
And then you completely begin to adjust. Mm. And as you adjust throughout the season is how you get wins and losses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, usually. I think week one usually is not a very good indicator of what's going to happen. Yep. Just coming off of preseason, you know, the games, you don't even play four preseason games anymore. It's three games now, not a lot of contact anymore.
Nope.
There's a lot of things that don't really allow you to get into your real football stride up until like week three, week four.
Right.
But then every once in a while you see a team that's just far and away better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And they show that from the beginning, right? But for the most part, teams take a little while to really, really catch up. So there's no need to panic right now.
Yeah.
No need to really feel any type of way unless you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh-wee.
And you are in big, big trouble.
You in big trouble.
Big trouble, Jason.
Big trouble.
You are in a whole heap of trouble.
Yeah, heap of trouble.
A heap of trouble if you're the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody else, I give you a pass, but the Dallas Cowboys are in big trouble. They looked inept. They looked terrible offensively.
Yep.
Wow. Dak Prescott was on the field.
When Dak was on the field, they didn't look good.
Imagine how they're going to look now that he's off the field. They're going to have to rely heavily on that defense. I think this team is in big trouble, J-Bell.
When you look at what they talked about, how they have discussed their players.
Mm.
They are the hype machine.
Yeah. They're very good. P. Diddy. That P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Take that, bad boy.
Right?
Yeah.
And you start to believe some of that. You want to believe it. It's the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You want to believe it. But they went out there and they look like a team that is there is a division of labor, and I don't know who's running. I think I know who's running it, but he ain't coaching.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like it fits together.
Yeah.
It's like it's a business, all these different units operating, but there is no flow. You know what I'm saying? A good team is, it is a book. This is the page we're on. This is the chapter, right? Yeah. It's like you've got it. And with
not that good, man.
They're not.
It's weird.
But you would build your team and how you played based on that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not good at this, so we're going to do this. We're going to tweak this here, whatever. But it's like you got an offensive coordinator that has the hype machine behind him.
Mm.
Like he going to be the next head coach, offensive wizard, right?
Yep.
So he's doing his thing. You got a defensive coordinator who is proven.
Good.
Who is proven.
Yeah.
And he's going to do what he does because he will be a head coach again. So I just don't feel this disconnect. When you see other teams play, you go, all right, I see why they're playing like that, mm-hmm. because that's the way they need to win that game. I just don't see it with that. And I haven't seen it with that really for years with Dallas with the head coach. So I'm not sure. I want to throw out some names because it's the first week. I don't want to panic, but I want to say something. There's a guy who got a lot of heat in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a big city.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
does he have big quads?
He has big quads.
Okay.
He has big quads, big city,
mm-hmm.
A lot of pressure.
Mm.
And he came out and said before to the media, it's interesting, basically, I'm paraphrasing. Mm. You know, it's funny how people forgot about me.
Yeah.
You know, and went out in this. And I kind of was like, bruh, chill out, mm-hmm. right? But after this performance, I realized he was dead serious, and he was ready to do that thing, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. There's a saying that they have out here in England that I really like.
Tell me.
Because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
In America, they say the cream will always rise to the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, they say something that I like.
Okay.
And they say form is temporary, mm-hmm. class is permanent.
Mm.
Right?
I've heard that.
Yeah. Form is temporary. Mm-hmm. Class is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it means is, you know, if you're an average player, if you're a good player, mm-hmm. sometimes you can.
You get some pops here and there.
Yeah. But if you are a class player, it never leaves.
It never. He just needed to get healthy.
That's it. He's a class football player.
164 yards.
Ridiculous.
And he was explosive.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm here. This is and this is the identity. I think if the Giants, if this is their identity, Daniel Jones cannot lose them games.
Yeah.
Bro, they have a chance. You talked about the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You were there. Could you feel it in the building?
100%. I mean, the head coach is just his energy, his excitement, know, his intelligence, his brain, and he identifies with the players.
Yes.
He's one
you
of those.
You said
guys.
That. You could see it in the post game. He's out there dancing with cats. Music, man, music brings people together.
Bro.
He knows all the songs.
All of them.
You said this.
All of them. And because I didn't know him personally, I just knew, hey, he's the offense coordinator for Buffalo. Oh, we know what he did there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that his personality was like that.
Yeah.
Until I saw him and he came up to me the way he talked to me. I was like, ooh,
you got
some flavor to yourself, bro.
Interesting.
You got some flavor, you know? And I knew then that, you know, this team was going to be in good hands, man. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to the Giants.
I'm going to throw some other things because I like how you think on this. I didn't think Minnesota was going to beat Green Bay. I picked Green Bay to make it be in the NFC championship.
A lot of people, you're Super not alone.
Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't. I think the game would have went differently if the first pass would have been caught.
Okay.
But, you know, what if? I can what if you all day.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I can. Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm confused. I'm confused.
184 yards.
No, I'm confused.
Tell me why.
No, but Jason, come on. I mean, you didn't watch tape for the past 2 years?
Yo.
I'm talking to Green Bay now.
Yes.
You didn't watch film for 2 years. You didn't see what was.
This kid was coming. Hey.
It's like he does this to them every time.
Man.
How?
Hey.
How?
Okay. Kevin O'Connell, their new head coach.
Yes.
Comes from the Rams.
Correct.
So this is where I think it's like, OC, you've been balling, but I've been coaching this dude. And I think if you just listen to me, I can put you in the position where you can make plays. Not you got to play like this dude, but you are better.
Yes.
You're better. He showed him Cooper Kupp tape and said, bro,
you're
better.
Better than this guy. Yeah.
All they did, man, and not to get too technical, they just moved him around. They moved him around.
Jair Alexander off of him. Couldn't allow him to be
motion this, with him. This, put your light up here, make it hard for them to see where you're at and to stop you. Still, to your point, yo, I don't care. What does Bill Belichick do? Bill says, hey, man, that guy ain't going to beat us.
No, he's not
we're done with that.
Not him.
We're obviously.
Adam Thielen, we're going to see what you got. we're going to see what you got, Adam.
Yeah.
But it's
when,
not going
to
be
when he run across the field and he's by himself, you go, ah, y'all tripping to your point. So I'm just making it, you know, I'm trying to paint a picture, but yes, you stop it. He is balling. This dude, talked about him all offseason, stepping up to the plate. I like when you see dudes that got that pressure to ball, ball.
But he's been balling since he got in the league. This isn't new. I feel like I've seen him have that particular game nine times already.
I think we talked about it all offseason, though. I think that's what it is. Like the now, we knew as people who watch the game, but I think now it was talked about for every avid fan to look at. I love the – he's brilliant for the game.
Yeah.
What he does, crazy. How he enjoys it.
It's crazy.
It is nuts.
Bro, I remember –
it's nuts.
You know, I remember, like, for instance, I had – whenever I have, like, a really big game.
Yeah.
Right? I had a game against Six Axes against Philadelphia.
Yes,
right?
You did. Yes, you,
know,
you did.
You know what Philly did? They started a lineup in punt protection. They said, you know what you're not going to do?
You ain't going
to. You're never going to do this again.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Change everything. Right?
We're done with this.
So
we're done.
For me, like when I see players having games like that over and over and over and over again, I'm like, How is this even possible?
How are
doesn't
we doing?
Doesn't make
this?
Any sense.
It makes no sense. I was going to talk about another guy. I'm going to just mention his name because he bought out AJ Brown with the Eagles. I mean,
massive. Tennessee could have used
him. Oh my goodness!
Boy, oh boy!
You love to see
what
that.
What were they thinking?
Some of these teams are
crazy.
Man wanted that check. I'm going to throw one thing out. I want to know what you think, man. Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
Yeah.
Going back to Seattle. He had a nice flashy suit on.
Yeah, it looked nice.
He looked good. He going looked in the really building. Good. He's shaking hands, whatever.
Yeah.
They lose by 1 point. Mm. Now, two fumbles.
Yep.
Right? But who cares? They lost. Two fumbles. And Geno Smith at the end of the game, I guess they asked him, the quarterback of Seattle, you were written off.
Mm.
And I think his response was, I didn't write him back or something like that. And man, how do you feel if you're Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
And how do you feel if you're the Seattle fan base? Ooh. I want to know both sides. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah. I think, first of all, what I saw the Seattle fan base do was tacky to me.
Ooh.
Like they booed him mercilessly.
Mm-hmm,
like they were booing Russell
Wilson. Is that
Wilson.
Just being fans, though?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with, like, but still.
Okay. He did a lot for you.
There's a limit to, you know, what, and I always personalize things, right? Like,
When I went back
to New York, they didn't boo me. They booed me when I sacked Eli and started doing my flying celebration. I deserved it. I deserved the boos. Like, you know, if I sack your quarterback and I start celebrating and you boo me, It's fair game. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yep.
But for a guy like Russell Wilson to go back there, and before he takes the field, they're like, boo. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. At least let him start doing something. Yeah. Then you can.
The 12 was like, not today. We're not doing this today.
Not today. And so, But he struggled. The team struggled. Seattle played very well. Geno Smith actually outplayed him in the first half, at least, right?
I'm going with you. I'm going with you.
So that he had that had to have been a very, very sobering ride back home. Sober. You go home sober. Like,
you're sick
to your stomach.
You are sick.
Sick. Not only did you lose,
right?
You didn't perform at a high level. No. Like,
they brought you in.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. The two fumbles, you can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just not how you want to start the season.
You got that big check, too.
I know.
Like,
Not good.
But he'll bounce back, though.
He'll bounce back.
Before we close out,
I just want to say your homie, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm. My homeboy went off.
Is he scary?
He's been scary.
Yeah. But when you look at him, does he look like a man, like, if they continue to play like this, your former defensive coordinator Spags with the Magic,
Yeah.
top team, they top three team.
But here's the thing, though.
Them and the Bills? Are we just writing it off? Them and the Bills?
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I get that. And right? I get the excitement. But with Kansas City, I feel like they've been like this for since Andy Reid got there.
He's just a
special coach.
Yeah.
Just a special coach with a special quarterback who is doing what we always kind of knew he was going to do. So I'm not seeing anything different than what I've seen from them in the past. This is just
what they
do.
I'm trying to get you on my hype train. I'm trying to force you on the hype train.
Yeah, no, I get on the hype train when
and
I
like
see
a good
something
man on the stand.
Yeah.
You didn't crack.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a good man on the stand.
When I see something I haven't seen before,
right?
You know, then I'm like, okay, yeah, but.
All right. I tried to pull you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Bravo.
I know. I mean, this is, next week we're going to have more things to talk about. It's going to be exciting. Do not forget to subscribe and review. Thank you so much for that. The Jason and OC podcast is uprising.
Is it?
Oh, it's uprising, OC.
Still going up.
In the podcast charts.
Okay.
We are uprising.
Okay.
Last week, top 50. Okay? OC, you know what you said?
Mm-hmm.
You wanted us to go top 10.
I did say that.
You put it out there.
I did put it out there. Ask and ye shall receive. Not you. Ask and ye shall receive.
That's very biblical.
I used to go to church like twice a week. I really did. And then one day I said, My bad. Go ahead.
Well, your church days are coming through.
Okay.
Because we are in the top 10. Wow. I'm not. Simon gave this to me.
Top
Simon
10?
Could be lying.
Are you kidding me?
But he
me?
Would not lie to us. Yep. We are 39th overall in all podcasts.
Are you kidding me?
This is our people. Thank you so much. We love y'all for this.
Those ain't our people, bro. Them Laura Woods people.
Them are Laura Woods people.
I can't.
That has nothing to do with us. That's all Laura.
Now, Mr. whatever your name is.
Yeah, hiding behind
now you
Twitter
see
account.
Why.
You see we in the top 10? That is.
You see now you see the real reason as to why we did that.
Hey. And hola, OC.
Okay.
Hola.
Okay. Oh, Spanish.
We have cracked the top 200 in Spain.
Español. Mira. Español. Incredible. Who could possibly be listening to our podcast in Spain?
Our people.
Our people. No.
No, Laura Woods. Laura Woods. Laura people. Shout out to our new listeners. We know exactly why you here and what you want to hear about.
Yeah.
Uprise all day.
We need like a picture of Laura.
Yeah. You know what? That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, we'll put a picture of her.
We got game time then.
Yeah.
And her just looking at us crazy. Because that's, you know,
that's
what she
all
does.
We need.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Laura's here.
Till next week.
Top 5.